It's Tuesday, Christmas Eve, December 24th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. To avoid a government shutdown, President Donald Trump signed the $1.4 trillion fiscal year budget package into law over the weekend. This was part of a $5 trillion full budget for fiscal year 2020, an increase from $4.4 trillion of spending in fiscal year 2019. The Congressional Budget Office reports that the deficit for the first 2 months of fiscal year 2020 is $342 billion. That's 11% higher than the first 2 months of fiscal year 2019. The 2019 deficit equated to about 5% of the gross domestic product, up from 3.8% in 2018. By contrast, President Barack Obama's last 4 years in office averaged deficits of 3.1% of the GDP. The budget for fiscal year 2020 is targeting a deficit of 5% of the GDP, or $1.1 trillion. Historically, the deficit has averaged about 3% of the GDP since the early 1980s. The president of Christianity Today magazine published a letter over the weekend defending the magazine's editorial, which advocated the removal of President Donald Trump from office by the Senate or by the November 2020 popular election, while insisting that the magazine is, quote, theologically conservative, pro-life, and pro-family, end quote. Timothy Dalrymple wrote that they could not stay silent on the matter of Donald Trump's impeachment. He stated that this presidency has, quote, brought enormous damage to the Christian witness, end quote. Evangelicals and Reformed writers continue to interact on the Christianity Today magazine controversy. Peter Lighthart of First Things concluded that, quote, on balance and considering the alternatives, Trump should stay. Reformed Presbyterian author and blogger Carl Truman wrote, quote, Trump is without doubt not the kind of person one would want to represent the nation, end quote. And Christian author and radio host Eric Metaxas tweeted that, quote, what makes the Christianity Today magazine editorial odd, if not preposterous, is that it implies those like Biden or Pelosi, who use the power of their offices to promote the murder of the unborn and the demonization of the biblical sexual ethic, less morally troubling than Trump and his tweets, end quote. A recent survey conducted by the Public Policy Research Institute found that 75% of white evangelicals approve of President Donald Trump and 23% do not approve. That compares to 41% of Roman Catholics approve of President Donald Trump and 59% do not approve. This data basically correlates with the 81% of white evangelicals who voted for Donald Trump in the 2016 elections, along with 45% of Catholics. Proverbs 28 verse 2 provides wisdom here. For the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof, but by a man of understanding and knowledge, its state shall be prolonged. The government of New Zealand announced that a total of 50,000 guns were removed from private owners through a buyback program, reports ABC News. Back in March of 2019, New Zealand lawmakers banned ownership of military assault weapons by a vote of 119-1, and more restrictions are being considered, including a registry of all gun ownership. Meanwhile, the number of privately owned guns in the United States has increased from 240 million to 393 million since the year 2000, reports the Washington Post. Of that number, 10 million are military-style rifles in private hands. An Iowa man has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for stealing and burning a homosexual flag from a local church. Adolfo Martinez was quoted by USA Today as saying he was, quote, living by God's laws, end quote. And finally, it was on this day in history in 1818, the Christmas carol Silent Night was introduced for the first time at St. Nicholas Parish Church in Oberndorf, Austria. Isaiah 9 verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, Christmas Eve, December 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.